Your City Commission meeting to order. Please rise for our invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of our country. Commissioner.
Dear God, we want to say thank you tonight. Thank you for the ones who came to our City Commission meeting. Bless the ones who are not here. God, we ask for wisdom and knowledge as we lead the citizens of Winter Garden, and we ask these blessings in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome all here this evening, this lovely Florida weather. So we're all enjoying. First on the agenda is approval of the minutes from our January the 9th meeting. They have been distributed. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? Hearing none, we need a motion.
Move to approve the minutes.
We have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. First reading of public hearing proposed ordinances. Ordinance 2504, 2505, and 2506.
Mr. Mayor, we would like to withdraw those items from tonight's agenda.
Okay, we will withdraw those. We will go down to Ordinance 25-08.
Ordinance 25-08, an ordinance of the City of Winter Garden, Florida, amending Chapter 2, Article 2, Code of Ordinances of the City of Winter Garden relating to code enforcement, providing for the appointment of a special magistrate by the City Commission, providing that references to the Code Enforcement Board elsewhere in the code, the Winter Garden Land Development Code regulations, and any other codes, ordinances, resolutions of Winter Garden, Florida are also deemed references to the special magistrate, granting all powers and duties as prescribed by Florida law to the special magistrate, including the authority to issue orders, levy fines, and enforce decisions conforming to the provisions governing the conduct of hearings, administrative fines, cost of repairs and liens, providing for enforcement procedures, conduct of hearings, administrative fines and liens, setting forth designation qualifications and compensation of the special magistrate.
Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. The city has initiated a code amendment that would establish a special magistrate position that is appointed by the City Commission. The special magistrate would have the authority to render decisions related to violations of city code, violations of the city's alcohol ordinance, as well as hear appeals for violations related to speed enforcement cameras. The Code Enforcement Board will remain active, and decisions in code enforcement cases may be rendered by either entity. So with that, staff recommends approval of Ordinance 25-08. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions from the Commission. But currently, the Code Enforcement Board is going to continue with their responsibilities. The magistrate won't strictly be with the cameras and alcohol right now.
Correct. They may hear the magistrate may hear code cases as well, and that's up to the authority of a code enforcement officer and the manager to decide which board each code case would be heard at.
But it would be our intent to keep the code enforcement board in place.
But with the code enforcement board, then they would not have, they would not participate in the decision?
Oh, they would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all.
They would still be in their same capacity.
Okay. Before we take it out of their hands.
If you needed to take a code case the magistrate route, this gives you the flexibility to go that route, and then the magistrate would make the decision based upon that case solely. But if you go the code enforcement route and continue to use the code enforcement board, they make the decisions, levy the fines, just as they currently do.
Okay. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Okay. Any other questions? This is a public hearing. We will open a public hearing if anyone wishes to speak. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing. We need a motion.
Move to approve Ordinance 25-08 with the second reading public hearing on February 13th.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you. Second reading and public hearing, the proposed ordinance, Ordinance 25-03.
Ordinance 25-03, an ordinance of the City of Winter Garden, Florida, amending Ordinance 24-20, the City of Winter Garden fiscal year 2024-2025 budget to carry forward prior year appropriations, providing for severability and an effective date.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. This is the second reading of this ordinance to carry forward prior year appropriations. The recommended projects that we are recommending be carried forward are listed in Exhibit 1. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. Are there any other questions this commission has? Okay. This is a public hearing, so we will open a public hearing if anyone wishes to speak. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing, and we need a motion.
Move to approve ordinance 25-03.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Regular business. Resolution 25-03.
Resolution 25-03, a resolution of the City of Winter Garden, Florida, expressing support of legislation recording hands-free phone use while driving, providing for an effective date.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Given the dangers associated with using handheld devices while driving, and given that studies have shown that implementing hands-free device use legislation can reduce the incidences of distracted driving, saving lives, and promoting safer roadways for all, staff recommends City Commission adopt Resolution 25-03, expressing strong support for legislation mandating the use of hands-free devices while driving. So with that, staff recommends approval and adoption of Resolution 25-03.
Questions from the commission.
When is that legislation supposed to pass?
They're just getting ready to kick off the legislative process, so this will be something that they use to try to garner some support for it. So.
But it excludes eating, putting on makeup, doing hair, everything else that we see people.
Well, you are more likely to touch your phone, these young kids, than they are to eat in the car. That only happens like three times a day.
That'd be me. But anyway, okay. We need a motion.
Motion to approve resolution 2503.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, ma'am. Recommendation to waive formal procurement process and hire DRMP to provide topographic survey. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. A portion of the recently annexed historic East Winter Garden area had flooding after Hurricanes Ian and Milton. To help solve this flooding, we need to analyze the grading and get surveying of that area. The area to be surveyed is about four blocks. It would consist of the homes on Dunbar, Maxey, and Bethune Avenue, as well as Basin Street and Edgeway Drive, and the ponds behind it. This survey will be done by flying the area with a drone and using LIDAR scanning. Once we have that topographic survey, we can determine exactly what can be done to help the flooding in these yards, and staff would request that the board waive the formal procurement requirements and allow us to hire DRMP to complete this for a total of $57,000. Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission?
What is the difference between, I understand the difference between the drones and then the regular surveying. Which one seems to be more accurate, or is it the same?
The accuracy is pretty close to the same. The drone, they can fly over it in a few days and get the work done, versus the guys on the ground for that large of an area would be there for a month. So it's much faster.
And accuracy is the same, so? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? We need a motion.
Motion to approve. Waive a formal procurement process and award $57,000 to DRMP.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Recommendation to award distribution of awarded Edward Burns Memorial Justice Assistance Grant. Yes, sir, Chief.
Good evening, Mayor, Commissioners. The 24 fiscal year solicitation JAG grant is earmarked $13,242 for our police department to be utilized. And we would like to utilize these funds to purchase SWAT vests and equipment for the members of the Metro SWAT team. Additional funding will be required, and I'm requesting to be able to access an amount not to exceed $25,000 from the Law Enforcement Trust Fund. And the staff is recommending to approve the distribution of the awarded grant funds. and trust funds to purchase the SWAT vest and equipment. And Mayor, we have to allow for public comment.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? Hearing none, we'll open it up for the public to speak if you wish. Seeing none, we will close it. If there are no questions, we need a motion.
Motion to approve the distribution of awarded Edward Bryan Memorial Justice Assistant Grant.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Interlocal Voluntary Cooperation Mutual Aid Agreement. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Mayor and Commissioners. This is the Municipal Voluntary Cooperation Mutual Aid Agreement. And this is basically all the municipalities in Orange and Osceola County. It has expired and we need to renew it, basically. This outlines the provisions for operational assistance and voluntary cooperation. Staff is recommending you authorize the mayor and myself to execute the new mutual aid agreement with the other listed municipalities. And I'd be happy to answer any questions. Okay.
Questions from the commission? Yeah, if not, we need a motion.
Move to authorize mayor and police chief to execute the new municipal interlocal cooperation agreement.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Motion carried unanimously. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Recommendation to approve purchase of 23 Cisco catalyst switches. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. This is a request to approve proceeding with the purchase of 23 Cisco Catalyst Network switches, along with the associated licensing and peripherals, totaling $91,879. This purchase is accounted for and included in this year's budget. Approval would allow us to replace our aging infrastructure with enterprise-grade network switching solutions, offering improved performance, stability, enhanced network security, better long-term support, and better throughput for cloud-based workloads such as BSNA, Hosted Voice, 365 Labs, and Avigilon security cameras. With that, staff would recommend approval, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
So in the budget, more or less than this?
Budget is slightly less.
Okay. Questions, commission?
These are new cameras, did you say?
No, these are new switches. So new this switches is what connects all of the things together. Yep.
Okay. If there are no other questions, we need a motion.
Motion to approve the purchase of 23 Cisco Catalyst Ethernet switches with associated peripherals and licensing in the amount of $91,879.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. You may continue, sir.
Thank you. The city's Microsoft Enterprise licensing agreement is due to be renewed for the third year of a three-year term. Renewing will allow us to continue utilizing Microsoft 365 as well as other related software and services. The cost of renewal is $154,500.51 and is included in the current fiscal year's budget. With that, staff recommends renewal, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions from the commission? I guess mine is the one I bring up if we approve something for a three-year contract. I know. to refresh our memories. Okay. I mean, we approved it and signed a three-year contract.
Sure.
So. Okay. If there are no questions, we need a motion.
I move to approve the purchase of the Microsoft licensing agreement for $154,551.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Recommendation to assign the assignment of drainage easement from Orange County to the city. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Staff has been working with Orange County to transfer a drainage easement on a property located on Edgeway Drive. The city will now be assigned the easement on the Edgeway Drive property and take over maintenance of the underground drainage infrastructure. Staff recommends signing the assignment of easement from Orange County to the city. Be happy to answer any questions.
Questions from the commission? Any cost, additional cost to us on this?
No, the
work done.
Yeah, the property is privately owned.
Okay.
And so they're going through the process now to plan plat that land as a subdivision. Habitat for Humanity is looking into building affordable homes there. And so we'll be working through that process here after this is assigned.
Okay. Any other questions from the commission? We need a motion.
Motion to approve the assignment of easement from Orange County to the City of Winter Garden.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Final plat for 1104 South Park Avenue. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. The applicant is requesting final plat approval for the 3.77-acre property located at 1104 South Park Ave. This property originally received preliminary plat approval in 2005. The previous applicant installed all of the site's infrastructure, including the internal roadway, but never constructed the townhomes or recorded the final plat. The proposed final plat is consistent with the previously approved pre-plat, featuring 24 townhome lots with common area tracts and associated easements. The property has a future land use designation of medium density residential and is zoned R3 multifamily residential district. Seeing as how this final plat meets all the code requirements and is consistent with the city's comp plan, staff recommends approval of the final plat subject to staff conditions. Be happy to answer any questions.
Questions from the commission? Hearing none, we need a motion.
Motion to approve the recommendation final plat for 1104 in South Park Avenue.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries 4-1. Thank you. Matter of Citizens of Winter Garden. City Attorney. Okay. City Manager.
Yeah, we have two items. First item is recommendation to approve settlement agreement with Gill Inc. I'm going to turn it over to Dan to present the item.
All right. So when we were acquiring Plant Street right away, we entered into some agreements that were not only monetary in compensation. The city did some trade-offs where we were trying to essentially secure this right away. And one of the agreements we entered into for multiple parcels was with Mr. Lehman and Gill Inc. And part of that agreement had required the city to install landscaping and sidewalks as part of the Plant Street project. The city believes that it complied with that requirement, but the Gill Inc. company believed otherwise. And initiated litigation against the city to enforce the conditions of the post-closing conditions under the agreement concerning signage. There's a signage allegation, sidewalk, and landscaping. There was a dispute about the degree or the nature of what improvements were required. So, you know, this lawsuit's been pending for a while, but actually during almost the entire course of litigation, we've had conversations with the owner about trying to resolve this, and things went sideways during COVID too, and that kind of slowed down the settlement discussions. But anyway, we've gotten here to an agreement. I believe the staff is we're all comfortable with this. Essentially, the parties will each bear their own legal fees. The case will be dismissed really quickly if you approve this. The property owner's already signed this agreement. The property owner is going to be giving the city more right-of-way along Plant Street for free. And in that right-of-way, the city will be building a wider sidewalk and will be making some landscaping improvements along that, south side of the road. And so it also as part of the agreement, we're also talking about things we already committed to in the prior agreement. The property owner just wanted to make sure that by settling with this agreement that he didn't lose the benefits that we had agreed to in the original agreement. So there's a lot of things in here that don't talk about landscaping and sidewalks. It's just merely repeating what was in the prior agreement that talks about, you know, impact fee credits and transportation concurrency. Also, there's a provision that talks about
on these vacant properties, there's going to be a one-year delay from essentially today in the development of those to give us time to design and construct these improvements. We do have until 2028 to actually build these improvements. So if the development comes forward before then, we have an arrangement where we can do the design and the construction company for the private development can then build the sidewalk and landscaping on their properties if they get out ahead of us. So with that said, unless you have any questions further for me, we're recommending approval. There is a recommended motion to approve the settlement and take the necessary actions and make expenditures required of the city to as set forth in the settlement agreement. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission?
I guess there's no chance of our attorneys not charging us for this.
Well, when I was just sitting here looking at the thickness of this file already, I was going to suggest that we move on.
Just for the record, we've been paying all the way
along. All along, yeah.
We've already paid.
Yeah, I'd say going forward, once the case is settled, there's no litigation, we wouldn't be charging any further. So
you're going to do the closeout paperwork for free?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions? We need a motion.
Motion to approve the settlement agreement with Gill Inc.
Okay. Is it Gill Inc. or Gill Inc. and Lehman?
Well, yes, it's in Lehman. Well, the contract was just
one.
Yeah, because they're the.
Because I know he signed and.
Okay, it is Lehman too. I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
Right. Okay, so it's both of them.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So with Gill, motion to approve the settlement agreement with Gill Inc. and Lehman.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried unanimously. Yes, sir.
Just one last item. I don't know if you recall, but back in late 2023, we began the process of converting our ERP system. And we are now at the point to transition from the old system to the new system, which is scheduled to begin on January 27th through February 3rd. There's going to be some customer impacts, but they're going to be minor. During that time frame, the building department will process residential permits by hand only, and any others will be held until the new system comes online. Our current online portal for utility bills will be inactive, so no credit card payments will be accepted during this time frame, although customers can still come in and pay by check or cash. And then on February 3rd, utility billing will be closed from 7:30 a.m. to 12, and we'll to do the formal transition to the new software. Some of the enhanced benefits of the new software is we will enhance our online presence and update the online portal payment in IVR, which is a pay over phone system for various methods of payment. We have been advertising the new utility online payment system transition since October in the utility bills. It's also been advertised on the city's website, in the newsreels, newsflash, and on the UB website, as well as included in the monthly news you can use. And one of the enhanced features will be the various payment options. It will be credit cards, Apple Pay, and Google Pay. So we're excited about it. It's going to bring us into the new century, I guess, if you will. And I want to give a shout out to Laura and her team. They've led the charge on it. Certainly all of our staff have been involved in this conversion process. So it's a big task, and it's gone extremely smooth. So,
Mayor, are you excited to use Apple Pay, Google Pay, or which one?
I heard another one, too. Was it Venmo or something I heard about?
Well, I think that might be an option, too, right, Laura?
I can safely tell you in 75 years I've never used any of them. Nor do I have any intent to start. I leave that to my grandkids.
I have nothing further.
Nothing further. Well, very good, and good luck with that, thank y'all. Okay. Commissioner Sharman.
Oh, I just got to say I drove to work today in 6 feet of snow. But I did have some coworkers in Tallahassee that sent some pictures. It's interesting. This doesn't happen very often. Staff's always done a good job, enjoyed the parade on Monday and the event, and I was glad it got sunny in the afternoon. It was cold at 10:30.
That's all. Okay.
Good job, staff, for all that you do, and I want everyone to stay warm.
Hey, Commissioner Jones.
Same thing. Thank you for all the work that you guys do, and stay warm. It is cold.
Commissioner Bennett.
It was a great parade. It was a not as big of a turnout because it was freezing at 10:30, but it was a great event. So appreciate all that staff does all the time.
Did it for me. Coming off December, the staff came back out and did a great job on that. It's great. And yes, Sunday come up and it was warmer in the afternoon, but I thought the entertainment was very good. And so we appreciate all the staff and their efforts. And let's stay warm and go home. Thank you.